This would be the Drysdale Vignette Blossom End Rot. 3, 2, 1. Some gardeners may have a problem with a condition that causes tomatoes to rot before they ripen. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. More after this. 3, 2, 1. The condition, often referred to as a disease, is called blossom end rot, and technically it's not a disease, but rather a physiological condition that can be avoided through careful cultural practices. This condition is easily recognized. The lower one-third to one-half of many tomatoes turn black and rot just as the fruit is ripening. If you had this condition last year and you planted your tomato plants in the same place this year, there's a very good chance that you'll have it again this year. The first line of defense against blossom end rot is to move your tomato plants around in the garden to different planting spots every year so that they are not in any one location any more often than every third year. If your garden is too small or most of it is too shady to allow you to do that and you thus have to plant your tomatoes in the same location, try adding some additional calcium to the soil. A lack of calcium seems to contribute to blossom end rot. Calcium for application to the soil is available at garden centers, or just use some powdered milk. Another practice that will help guard against attacks of this condition is keeping the soil around your tomatoes constantly damp. And by the way, allowing your tomato plants to dry out completely between each watering also causes excess amounts of cracking of the tomato skins. Since tomatoes are basically surface rooting, they tend to dry out quickly unless watered regularly. Again, a mulch will help preserve the soil moisture and prevent these two difficulties. I'm Art Drysdale.